Monday, June 12th, 2006. You're moving at the speed of creativity with Sarah and Wesley Fryer from College Station, Texas. Hi, my name is Sarah, and today I'm going to tell you about the best things about kindergarten.
One of the reasons we thought it would be good to talk about this is because Sarah was fortunate to have one of the best kindergarten teachers in the whole state of Texas last year, and her name is Shay Troutman. So, Sarah, what would you like to tell us first about some of the best things that you enjoyed the most and learned the most from in kindergarten?
The best thing about kindergarten is when you do something really good and you fill up your
Well, that's okay. You can talk about
when that. You fill up your sticker chart and you get to go to the treasure box. I think it makes the children who get to do that really happy.
So they feel really special that they've accomplished something. And how do you fill up your sticker chart? How do you earn stickers?
You have to be sitting quietly and doing stuff like the teacher said.
Now, do you always sit quietly in kindergarten?
No, we don't always be quiet when we're doing centers. We talk to each other while we work.
So, one of the things you said you love a lot about kindergarten was recess. So, tell us a little bit about that. What did you do at recess, and when did you have recess?
We have recess, like, right before centers, or sometimes we just have recess or centers, and what we do outside, we get to play with our buddies, with our friends, and when I play with my friend, Chloe, we play ranch, and we pretend like we have horses, and
So you're using your imagination, basically, to play when you're out there. Do people tell you what you have to do at recess?
Well, some people, I don't know, nobody to us, I don't think.
Are there things you can't do at recess?
Yes.
Like, what would be examples of things you can't
do? We can't go past this, there's this little gate, and we can't go past the gate.
So there's a boundary for the area you have to be in. What about what you do? Does anybody ever get in trouble for doing things they shouldn't do at recess?
We used to have a boundary that we couldn't go past this only tree. Couldn't go past this brick wall.
But did that change during the year?
Yes.
So does anyone
get probably at the end part of the year.
Later part. Does anybody get in trouble or did they get in trouble for doing things they shouldn't do at recess? Or did everybody always do what they're supposed to?
Remember anybody getting in trouble during recess, but they might have when I was, like, absent.
Okay. So talk a little bit about the red light, yellow light, green light system, and then how that works with recess. What is this light system that you have?
Well, it doesn't really, we don't really do it, like, during recess, but if you, like, are on yellow light on special days, you have to sit out for a special time, but if you're on red light, you have to sit out for the whole time.
So basically, there's a consequence, and do most kids want to be out at recess?
No.
They don't want to be at recess?
They don't want to sit out.
They don't want to sit out. Okay, so that's a big motivator. Well, tell me a little bit about centers, because that's something else that you mentioned when we were kind of planning this that really stood out as something you enjoyed doing. So you said you had morning centers and afternoon centers. Tell us a little bit about the morning centers and how did you learn the rules? What were the rules? How did that all work?
Well, the first thing was we have centers, we have groups. My teacher, Mrs. Troutman, she puts us in groups, and She puts us with people that she thinks, like, there's this boy Jake in my class, and Mrs. Trautman put him with some of his best girls, like Abby Nixon. She's in my class too, and they're together, so they're kind of crazy sometimes. Like when we're at Pocket Chart. Pocket Chart is something, it's a pull-on that you have a pointer, so that's kind of like a stick, and you have to point to all the words, and then the people who are sitting down, they have to say them. And then poetry, which is, it's somewhere where you read poems like Bear Snores On, and this is what Bear Snores On sounds like. Bear snores on in a cave in the wood, in his deep dark lair. Through the long cold winter sleeps a great brown bear. And then, well, before that, it's usually listening or, well, I'll tell you the next one.
So these are all language centers where you're developing your skills of listening and reading and following along. And it sounds like you memorize some things, too. Okay. So how many of these centers would you say there are probably in the morning?
Well, each group, I think there's five, so...
Okay, so there's five groups. There's one center for each group. And how do you know...
No, just not one center. We have, like, all these centers that we have to look at the board. Like, let's say I was in listening. Now I have to go to poetry and then pocket chart. And then art and then math.
Okay, so you're actually looking up at the chart to see where to go.
Yeah.
How did you figure all this out? Did this just, you know, naturally happen? Or did you have to, you know... How did you learn it?
Well, I can't really remember, but I think she had a Mrs. Trautman. She, well, that's what we call her, that is her last name. Mrs. Trautman, she, I think she just had to explain it, and then we all had to listen, so we knew what we had to do.
So later in the year, you all really pretty much knew what to do immediately when it was center time.
Yes.
Did any parents help out?
Yes.
What would they do?
They would help you, like, on the hard things, like if you were trying to make a panda. But we didn't make pandas.
Oh, and you said there was a writing and drawing center.
Yes.
Talk a little bit about that, if you would.
That is afternoon center.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
Oh, it wasn't a morning center. Okay, so let's shift. What? Tell us about afternoon centers.
Well, there's one center that's called Home Living. Lots of people in my class, like this girl, Brianne, who's in my class, she, like, we think, like, she went first day and last day, so it's like...
You mean she's always in the home living center?
Well, she always wants to.
Oh, okay. It was very popular.
Yes.
And what were the things you did in the home living center?
You can, like, play home things.
And I got to see that home living center sometimes, and I thought that you had someone in a cave... And you were bringing them things, but what was really going on there? It wasn't a cave.
We were playing Sonic.
Oh, and so what happens when you play Sonic?
You have to, the person, it checks out all the food, and then they have to bring the food to them.
Were there ever any conflicts or disagreements among people where they argued or didn't get along in the home living center?
You know, well, a little later on, somebody said, Brianne, it made me really sad. She said something, I think she said, you're not a very good friend or something.
Mm-hmm. That hurt your feelings?
Yeah.
So what did you have to do about that, or what did you do?
I think when I got home from school, I told my mom.
Did you talk to Brianne about it the next day? No?
I think she had to go to the teacher.
So, basically, there's a chance for you to work out different kinds of conflicts and different kinds of things that come up. Does Mrs. Trautman ever get involved and help kind of direct people? Or what's her role during all of the center time?
Sometimes she tells us, like, to be quiet, so we have to be quiet for that certain time. And she has this little spot, which sometimes she moves. and we have to read with her, and then after we read, we have to go back to our center.
Okay, so she's involved in different centers, kind of floating around and doing things. What other centers are there in the afternoons? And you call those the fun centers?
Yes.
Is that what Ms. Troutman called them?
No.
What does she call them? Just centers, afternoon centers? Okay, what else was there?
There's writing and drawing, which my dad told you. And you can draw what you imagine. And there's this little...
You don't have to draw a particular thing.
You just can draw what you want to.
Okay.
And there's these envelopes, and there's this basket that Mrs. Troutman puts envelopes in there. And we can get one envelope for each person. And when you get an, after you get an envelope, you can't get another one. Okay.
So was there anyone who didn't like centers?
No.
Why would everybody like centers?
Because there's lots of fun centers. And sometimes, if you're like on red light and you didn't sit out a
recess,
you have to sit out a center.
Oh, you do? It sounds like you had a lot of choices.
Yes.
Do you like to have choices? Why do you like to have choices about your learning?
Because if you don't have choices, you just have to go with what the teacher says.
And sometimes, did you have to all do the same thing?
Yes.
Like you were saying when you were writing, sometimes you would all write the same thing.
Yes. Sometimes you got to choose.
Do you think your skills in writing...
Sometimes, like, if you, we got this food, clean my room, something, and you had to...
Write against the prompt.
Yes.
They would tell you what to write.
Food, clean my room. Like, I would say my mom cleans my room.
You clean your room now, too, though, don't you? Yeah. So... Basically, you loved recess and you love centers. Do you like to write?
Kind of, sort of, kind of.
We've written some books together, right? But writing...
He's the illustrator. I'm the picture writer.
Okay, yeah, you're the illustrator because you draw the pictures.
Yes.
But you told us everything.
The author. He's the author.
You're actually the author, but I was the writer. I was like your scribe. Right, I wrote down your words. So, okay, well, I guess the last thing we talk about is you told me that you think Mrs. Troutman loves you.
Yes.
And how would you know that?
Because I know how she loves me because she pats me on the back sometimes. Like one time when we were going through the library, she pat me on the back.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we were doing our ceremony that I got all my awards, she said that she loved me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ask you the question? Okay. Well, let's wrap this up. You've done a marvelous job, Sarah, talking about this. Tell everybody a little bit about how we planned this, because we didn't just sit down in front of the computer and do this. Tell them what we did to kind of get organized for this.
Well, when we went out to eat at...
a steak place. We went to a nice place.
Yes, we went to a very nice place.
We had a date.
Yes, me and my dad had a date. And we went to Texas Roadhouse, and we had a nice steak and some potatoes, and that was last night, and...
So, but more specifically, how did we plan what we were going to talk about? I mean, how did we organize?
We set up the table, and we kind of explained what we were going to talk about.
Right. And so you kind of planned your introduction. What did we say that part of it was?
That was the beginning, and I'm going to let my dad tell me another question, and then I'll talk about it, and then we're done.
Okay, and we kind of practiced too, right?
Yeah.
We figured the main points you were going to talk about, and we practiced it. So, to wrap up, you're about to start first grade, right?
Yes.
How old are you now?
Six. Almost.
Almost six, right. And as you think about first grade and you are hoping that you're going to get a great teacher, what are the things that you, I guess, hope most that your teacher will do with you in first grade as you think about the next year and not knowing who that's going to be and where we're actually going to be going to school?
We're going to be living in Kansas City.
No, Edmond, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. And we're going to be living in Edmond.
And talk about your teacher. What kinds of things are you thinking you want your teacher to do, or how do you want your teacher to be?
I want my teacher to be nice, and I want her to be as best as Miss Troutman.
And then hopefully we will, because there are a lot of wonderful teachers out there, just like Miss Troutman. And I want to say, as a parent, thank you to Miss Troutman, and thank you to all the great teachers that are out there doing wonderful things with our students and helping them learn to grow and love learning and love school. Would you say you love to go to school?
Yes.
You did?
And y'all, you teachers too.
All right. Thank you.
Moving at the Speed of Creativity podcasts are independently produced and syndicated for a global audience by Wesley Fryer and are shared under a Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 license. Learn more at www.speedofcreativity.org.